Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Shmiras HaLoshen, Shaar Zechir, Perek Dalid, Shin 37. The Chavetz Chaim says that a person who speaks Lashon Hara is Ka'iver Achamisha Chum Shei Toira O Ka'ifer Be'ikir Chas HaShol. A person who speaks Lashon Hara is likened to a person who violates all the Chamisha Chum Shei Toira, all the five books of the Torah. Not only that, is also compared to a person who's a kofer, is a heretic, Rachman Latzlan, he doesn't believe in Hashem. He brings a medrash, Amr Bishu ben Levi. Bishu ben Levi says, Chamish Torah is ksuas beparishos. It says the word Torah by the Mitzvah five different times. And the medrash wants to come to teach us that a person who speaks a mighty shemra lelamedcho shekolo aimer loshnora is ivra achamisha chum sifrei Torah. This that it says the word Torah five different times, which we're not going to elaborate on now, but the Chavetz Chaim brings this medrash here, is a simin that a person, in regards to a mitzayra, by a mitzayra one, which is the punishment for speaking Lashon Hara, it's similar to a person who's transgressing the Chamisha Chum Shei Torah. This is what happens when a person is speaking Lashon Hara. Not only that, it's Kaifer Beker. It's as if the person denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yosi Ben Zimra. Call him a sap of Lashon Hara is Kilo Kaifer Beker. Why is a person who speaks Lashon Hara like a Kaifer Beker? What does it mean to be a Kaifer Beker? Kaifer Beker. Iker means the main. Right? Like you have in a chocolate chip cookie. You have the main part of the cookie, and you have the toffel, the secondary part. So you make a bracha on the main part. You don't make the bracha on the chocolate chip, although many people like that. You make the mezonos. You don't make the shahakol. The ikir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. Hashem is the ikir. Why is it that a person speaks Lashon Hara? Why is it he's compared to being a koifer be'ikir that denies Hashem? How is he denying Hashem? He believes in Hashem. He keeps Shabbos, he puts on tefillin, he does mitzvahs, he gets staka. Explains the Chavetz Chaim, based on the Medrash, based on the Sefer Yerayim rather, one of the Rishonim. What does a person do before he speaks Lashon Hara about somebody? What does he do? He makes sure that the person he's speaking about is not around. I'll tell you a quick story. I heard a maisa, where somebody, we'll call in the old days, the story is already maybe 15 years old, when you had phones that if you have a button, it could still happen today also, but the buttons were exposed, not in the smartphones. And the person leaned against the counter, and he didn't realize he dialed someone. And then he went on to badmouth that person. He didn't realize, he had no idea that individual is listening to that whole entire conversation. Would he have spoken like that in front of the person? Absolutely not. That's exactly what the Sefer Yerayim is saying. When the person speaks Lashon Hara, before he does that, he makes sure that the individual is not around. But what about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He forgets about Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. So that's what explains over here, the Chavetz Chaim. It's Ki'ilu Kofer Be'ikir. It's as if he denies Hashem. Because if Hashem is in his presence, he won't speak Lashon Hara. It must be. He's saying Hashem's not here. That's Kilo Kofer Be'ikir. Chavetz Chaim ends on a more positive note. Al-Kain. Mishi yesh lo mayich bekod kodoy. What does this mean? That anyone who has a brain in his head. We just finished Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, beautiful Yom Tov Sukkis, Simchas Torah, Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, dancing with the Torah. Now we start. This is the year. This is the year that we're in now, right now. This is the action. This is the Nisayon now, the challenge of life. We're living it now. We have to realize the Yetzirah is with us as well. He left the shul, just like we left the shul on Simchas Torah. And we have to be mizaris ourselves, says the Chavetz Chaim. Tamid lezaris es asma v'lil choy milchemes Hashem im Yitzray. And to fight against the Yitzhar, to know that the Yitzhar is there. And he wants us to slip and say something negative about our friend. Shlo yilochid v'ovin hamar ha-godol hazeh, that we should not get trapped in this great and bitter. Ovin hamar, mar is bitter. You ever take a medicine that's bitter? It's hard to get down? This is a bitter avera. But a person who's careful and realizes that this is the Yetzirah who wants to poison him, to speak Lashon Hara, and he is misgaber, and he's victorious, and she is victorious, Ashrei Chelkoi, fortunate is such a person, both in this world, and in the world to come.